Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Minute 19 to go, still 109-101. Jackson Davis goes up and he slammed it down over Wembanyama down the lane with the hammer. Trace Jackson Davis will put the headset on to chat with yours truly. TJD, you can hear us?
Yes, sir.
Hey, first of all, tell me about that dunk.
Oh, my God! It's something that I used to do in college, dribble, keep, handoff. I got a step on him, obviously. He's super lengthy, but I got the best of him this time.
You did, and you know, I think it shows a couple things to me. I haven't been around this league a long time. It shows your confidence. It shows your... You know, obviously your ability, and it also shows. It also shows that GP2 is a big fan of you. It just shows to me that you don't have a fear of, you know, having a shot blocked, and that's a big thing. You can't play with fear, can you?
No, absolutely. Especially being a little undersized, a 6'9". Sometimes I got to rely on my athleticism, but at the end of the day, I'm not afraid to go up and challenge anyone for blocks or go up and try to dunk on anyone. That's all a part of the game. Sometimes you're going to dunk on people. Sometimes you get dunked on.
Yeah, double-double tonight, 13 points and 11 rebounds, and you're getting more time on the floor. You also had 5 assists, by the way. Steve Kerr has said that he's got to get you minutes and get you ready for, you know, a play-in or a postseason run. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel great, just coaching instilling confidence in me. At the end of the day, just getting these reps, having vets like Dario and Loon teaching me still, it's great. I just got to keep getting reps, keep working and playing as hard as I can.
And how important was it for you guys to bounce back with a win?
It's huge. Obviously, dropping 2 in a row is never good, especially on your home floor. We let the Chicago game slip away, and then obviously the Spurs came in, dumped us. So coming back and playing them again and get a little bit of get back against them, it was great.
Well, you're one of 6 players tonight in double figures. You had 13 points. You had 11 rebounds to lead the team. You had 5 assists. Only Chris Paul had more. You were 6-7 from the field, and you were a team high plus 20. That, my friend, is a good night of work.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Trace Jackson Davis, our guest. Warriors with a win, 112-102. And head to Dallas and see what they could do with Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving on Wednesday night. And, of course, the reevaluation of Steph Curry is tomorrow, and we'll know more about when Steph will be able to come back tomorrow. So hopefully the Warriors will continue to get some good news. 28-6, that was the big run for Golden State that took the game away from San Antonio and put it in the hands of the Warriors as they outscored the Spurs 32-18 in that third quarter. And that's the quarter that kind of turned the tide for Golden State. Neither team did well coming down the stretch. Both teams finished 1 of their last 8, and they had only 3 points in like the last 4 minutes and change of the game. But the Warriors closed out a win that they had to have. And remember, early on, we were talking about the Warriors being outscored in the paint. It was 32-20 at one point. And since that point, it was 32-16 for Golden State. So they end up outscoring the Spurs in the paint en route to the win. And they get their 34th win of the year. They're 34-30. Spurs fall to 14-51. Tim Roy topside in the DoorDash broadcast booth. And 2 players over 20 tonight. Jonathan Kuminga, who started a little anxious, settled down, got his game going, helped spark that run. 9 of 18 from the floor, 5 rebounds, block shot, a steal, an assist. He was active for most of the night. Really had a nice job tonight. 22 points. 21 for Klay Thompson. Didn't have a great shooting night, 8 of 21, but he was taking open shots. He didn't force that many shots tonight and had a really solid game for Golden State. 19 for Chris Paul. He was really good tonight. He had a total of 9 rebounds tonight. A night where you're playing a guy who's 7'4", 9 rebounds is a lot, and certainly that helped Golden State. 8 assists, so he was very close to a triple-double tonight. 14 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists for Brandon Pajemski. Really good to see Brandon play the way he can. He had scuffled for a couple of nights and really had a good evening. And his fellow rookie, our post-game guest, Trace Jackson Davis, 13 points, 5 assists, 11 rebounds, led the team in rebounding, led the team in plus-minus, plus 20, and had five assists, second only to Chris Paul. San Antonio led by 27 points from Victor Wembanyama. He was 10 of 25 from the floor, 14 rebounds overall. 17 for Devin Vassell, 5 of 14 shooting. 16 for Keldon Johnson, he was 5 of 12. And 10 for Zach Collins, who really battled out there. He had 10 points and 9 rebounds, but he got whacked in the face. He got knocked down a couple of times, but he had a solid night for San Antonio on a night where they really didn't get a lot from their bench. Warriors end up shooting 49%. Again, for the second game in a row, outscored by San Antonio from three. The Spurs took 10 more three-point shots than the Warriors. They were 14 of 37. The Warriors are very crisp at 12 of 27 for 44%. And the Spurs out-rebounded the Warriors 49 to 46. So Golden State gets a win they had to have because of everything that's going on in the rest of the West. And for the Warriors, a job well done tonight. They had the workmanlike without Steph Curry, got the victory, and can now go to Dallas feeling a little bit better about themselves and get ready for what is going to be a very talented squad, and that's the Dallas Mavericks.